Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is to sign an executive order later today concerning police reform in America following weeks of protests over the issue of police brutality, as the House and Senate are also crafting separate bills on reforming police departments. Here's Democratic Senator Cory Booker.
There are practices in this country that one day we will look back and say are archaic, but right now, in this moment, the question is will we step up and do what we know will save lives in America?
The chairman of the FCC says yesterday's massive T-Mobile network outage is simply unacceptable. The commission investigating the outage that took down calling and texting for T-Mobile customers nationwide, impacting those with other carriers as well, trying to reach T-Mobile customers for about 12 hours. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is throwing some cold water on the discussions of shutting down the U.S. economy again because of the resurgence of coronavirus in many states.
I think shutting down the economy could be worse for our health than not shutting it down.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News, saying that the economy needs to reopen, although it needs to do so safely. His remarks come as several states are seeing some significant increases in coronavirus cases after reopening their economies. And a chilling new model is forecasting over 201,000 people will die in the U.S. from coronavirus by the 1st of October. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington also says a possible range capped at well over 250,000 exists. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Police in Southern California looking for a driver who rammed a vehicle through protesters in Hollywood on Sunday. Videos showing an SUV not stopping while pushing through a crowd of Black Lives Matter and Pride marchers on Hollywood Boulevard. Authorities are now trying to track down the driver after someone did manage to snap a photograph of its license plate. South Korean officials report North Korea has blown up the two countries' so-called joint liaison office near the border town of Kaesong. The destruction coming almost immediately after the North government renewed military threats against the South and days after the North cut off all contact with South Korean officials. In recent weeks, North Korea has condemned the South for allowing anti-North propaganda to be sent across the border via balloon and in some cases by drone. Next year's Academy Awards being postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Instead of being held in February, it will now be held on April 25th. and a street made famous by the Beatles' iconic song Penny Lane might be renamed because of its possible ties to slavery. That street in Liverpool is thought to be named after 17th century slave merchant James Penny, who strongly opposed abolition. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Back with you, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, by the way, I know many of you are increasingly frustrated over what's happening in our country today. And we've got the perfect outlet. In the spirit of what Dan Crenshaw writes about in his book Fortitude, you know, you got to let some steam off, right? Well, we have created an outlet for you. And all you have to do is call toll-free 833-BML, like Bill Martinez Live, BML, RANT, R-A-N-T. Just call that number, 833-BML-RANT. Get it off your chest. And let us know how you feel, and you hit the spot, and we'll feature it on the show here. We want to try and do it on Fridays, but depending on the response, we're happy to let your voice be heard. It's important that it's heard right now, especially in light of this cancel culture. You know, a couple of weeks ago, you heard me make a statement about Black Lives Matter, that it's hard to really buy in to the concept of Black Lives Matter when they're so responsible, you know, let's just say the black community, in participating in abortion where 40% of their babies are killed before birth. In some cases, as we know with the Kermit Gosnell story, even after birth, even though they survive an abortion, they're murdered and their baby parts are sold. I mean, rather disgusting. But we're supposed to believe that Black Lives Matter when they themselves aren't even rallying around the abortion institutions that are murdering their children. And how about all the hashtag ladies, Paul Kangor? You know, Paul Kangor is with us, professor. You know, the hashtag ladies, you know, probably 50% of those babies that are exterminated have got to be girls, you know, mathematically. Yeah. And there's no hashtag ladies out there blocking the abortion procedures of young girls. You know, what does that say?
Well, it's terrible, Bill. Yeah. It's really quite awful, and it's really horrific. I read a Planned Parenthood Federation of America tweet, and in fact, they had a series of tweets. This is now probably about a week or so ago, probably about a week and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And the tweet said, we are devastated, grieved, and outraged by violence against black lives. Now, this is Planned Parenthood. white supremacy and systemic racism.
Unless you pay us for it. If you pay us for it, then we're not quite so outraged, right?
It says, as our nation confronts the COVID-19 pandemic, which is disproportionately ravaging black communities, we must also address the public health crisis that racism presents. And then they have the audacity to say to our black patients, by the way, their black patients,
right,
includes clients, quote unquote, that they give abortions to, right? And then they would say Black Lives Matter, right?
Right.
How do they contextualize the unborn black patient?
Yeah, and I think they just don't. And this is a problem that you have with liberals, with a pro-choice community, and I mean, Planned Parenthood's black patients. You were talking about something that disproportionately ravaged black communities.
Yes.
The abortion.
Yes.
Abortion has since 1973, and you'd have to go through year by year. It's kind of hard to get data on it,
mm-hmm.
but a general figure. Every year, about 40% of abortions are among black women.
Yeah, 25% Hispanic, oh, by the way.
Wow. And black women make up only about 13% of the population. Well, blacks make up only about 13% of the population. So this is way out of proportion. You know, people like Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, Alveda King, have called this black genocide. And I'll give you a number. There have been about, at least, probably, but a fair estimate would be about 20 million abortions of unborn African American babies since mm-hmm. Roe v. Wade. 20 million abortions.
Exactly.
All of the Americans lost, of all races, lost in all wars combined in the history of America is about 1.3 million. It's lost in all wars, 1.3 million. And you got 20 million abortions of unborn African American babies. And surely, Planned Parenthood accounts for at least half, if not a majority. Well, Planned Parenthood definitely accounts for more of those abortions than any other single group.
Mm-hmm.
And these people want to have the audacity. I mean, COVID-19, what has COVID-19 killed now? Probably about 120,000. Americans, I don't know.
Yeah, somewhere 120,000,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. How many would be African American? If it's 25%, which would probably be pretty high,
mm-hmm.
a pretty high estimate, that would be what, like 30,000?
Yeah,
African American abortions.
But
that's nothing compared to what Planned Parenthood does.
Exactly, and Paul, even on that number, and the number is, you know, they're taking advantage of where the momentum is right now, and that is that there's a high sensitivity about race and systemic racism and all this stuff. So anything that they can put into that bottle and make a headline out of it, thank you very much, CNN, the other mainstream media acolytes that continue to do this to sell paper, to sell their papers and to get attention. This is far from the truth. I mean, this is totally misrepresentative. I mean, you have some very, very smart people like Rob Woodson and Tim Scott, and they go, what are you talking about? Systemic racism. I mean, and looking in our lifetimes, Paul, how far we've come in terms of, you know, considering this. And Alveda has been on with us many times.
Yeah,
I said, Alveda, I go, Alveda, we're so close. We are so close, I believe, to getting to that point, and hopefully in our lifetime, where we could live out exactly what your uncle said, that it's not the color of our skin. It's the content of our character. And the thing is, when you think about it, this is where, you know, communities of all race, color, and creed have to come and evaluate, exercise some self-evaluation and look at racism as much as it would count on them, because racism goes both ways. It just doesn't happen one way. We need to really stop and consider what's in our hearts. But I believe that overall, I'm very optimistic about this, Paul, and I'm hoping in our lifetime that we will get to this point to where, you know, race and the hyphenation of Americans would be done away with. I mean, you want to topple something? Let's topple all the hyphenations. Let's topple all those things that divide us and keep us apart in each other's throat and the people that want to promote that. Let's topple those statues and those icons, huh?
Well, how about if we topple the statues to Margaret Sanger?
Amen. Right?
I mean, they want to rip down statues of Confederate soldiers, and you know, I understand why they'd be angry at the South and Civil War. They're beheading statues of Christopher Columbus.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
you live in California. Remember a couple years
ago? I'm in Florida. I was born and raised in California, but I've been here in Florida for the last 11 years.
Yeah. The last time I was in California, my family and I visited the Santa Barbara Mission, mm-hmm. where there's a statue of Junipero Serra,
right.
who's the founder of the missions. And my kids, they had a picture taken in front of it. 2 weeks later, after we got home, Bill, there were pictures of that same statue posted online because they had thrown paint on it and they had decapitated it.
Wow.
They're like, well, what did Junipero Serra do?
Exactly. We've got to go to a break. More from Paul Kengor after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way. He can speak French, in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend, to Martinez Live.
And I want you to know, I'm just warming up here, ladies and gentlemen, so stay with us and get ready, because we've got more to come. The professor of political science, executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College, Paul Ken Gore, continues with us. Paul, you know, I was looking, you know, speaking of Margaret Sanger's statue, I would say, how about all the awards that have been given out since 1967 and the names that appear on the list, on the recipients of the Margaret Sanger Award would spin your head. This is how, propagandish, how strategic, if anything, has been systemic. It has been the whole narrative of Margaret Sanger and eugenics, which was at one time absolutely negated. Hey, let's bring on the convenience of abortion and women's rights, and 60-some million babies later, you know, she's some sort of cultural icon. But, you know, hey, look at it. We're going to topple her statue. How about let's have a burning of all those awards that have been given out to some very prominent, you know, Democratic leaders, oh, by the way.
Yeah, what that would include Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
It includes Hillary Clinton. In fact, I think Hillary Clinton received it around 2005, 2006. That's off the top of my head, but it's all online at the Planned Parenthood website. I've looked it up many times. It's the Sanger Award. And when Hillary received it, she said, Bill, she said, "Oh, I am in awe of Margaret Sanger. I am in awe of Margaret Sanger." And there were no New York Times editorials or anything like that saying, "Don't you know that Margaret Sanger had a Negro project?"
Right? Right.
"Don't you know that she spoke to the Silver Lake, New Jersey women's chapter of the KKK in May 1926? She writes about it in her memoirs." Right? Hillary, you need to separate yourself from it. Nothing.
Yes.
Nothing. You completely get away with that if you're a liberal. Instead, there's a bust of Margaret Sanger in the Smithsonian. In the article I did for the American Spectator, it's called "Planned Parenthood Says Black Lives Matter." There is, at the very top, there's a picture that they inserted there. These are escorts. By the way, they're all white. They're all white women. And they are outside the Margaret Sanger Clinic on Bleecker Street in New York City. And I've been there, Bill. That clinic is on what they call Margaret Sanger Square. Right? Why are they renaming Margaret Sanger Square? Right?
Renamed Black Lives Matter Plaza, and you've got a street leading up on Pennsylvania Avenue, leading up to the front door of the White House with a Black Lives Matter mural, because it's just so expressive and so cool, according to the mayor.
Yeah, yeah. And Margaret Sanger as well. I mean, this is, people think I'm making this up. Margaret Sanger, not only do we know that she spoke to the KKK, she actually wrote about it. How do we know about it? She wrote about it in her memoirs.
Mm-hmm.
Her memoirs were published in 1938 on pages 366 to 367 of her memoirs.
Mm-hmm.
She writes about it. And the exact quote is, "Always to me, any aroused group was a good group. And therefore, I accepted an invitation to talk to the women's branch of the Ku Klux Klan at Silver Lake, New Jersey. I saw through the door dim figures parading with banners and illuminated crosses. I waited another 20 minutes. It was warmer, and I did not mind so much. Eventually, the lights were switched on. The audience seated itself, and I was escorted to the platform and began to speak." And then this, Bill. She says, "I believe I had accomplished my purpose. A dozen invitations to speak to similar groups were proffered. The conversation went on and on. And when we were finally through, it was too late to return to New York. It was nearly 1 a.m., Bill, before she returned to her hotel in Trenton, New Jersey, with at least a dozen additional speaking invitations." She was a hit.
Right.
And where are all the Sanger biographers and admirers and hagiographers out tracking down these other invitations to find out where else she might have spoken to KKK or racist white supremacist groups? She gets a pass on all of this, on all of it. It's the hypocrisy here. It's just absolutely breathtaking. They're tearing down statues of Columbus. Why are they going after Margaret Sanger? By the way, I conclude this article by offering an olive branch, and I mean this sincerely. I'll say it on the air again here right now. Mm-hmm. Black Lives Matter. Listen to me. I never do protests. I've never been to a rally. I don't carry signs. But if you want to set up a rally against Planned Parenthood for what it's done to unborn black lives, count me in.
Yes,
I'll help you. I'll be
with you on that. But you know, fundamentally, it's not coexistent with their purpose. They could care less about black lives. This is about the undermining of the political system, the everything that the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution stands for in our Bill of Rights. This is power and control. It's all propagandized and manufactured all in the context like of something, you know, I mean, look at this is a shell game that's being played on the American people. And these young, even white kids that are carrying signs, I drive around in the area of Florida where I live, and I see these young white kids holding signs up, and they go, you don't even know. You have no idea. You have no idea, just like Colin Kaepernick initially when he started his protest, he had no idea. He couldn't articulate it. And the people that are articulating Colin Kaepernick's offense are other people. It's not even him. It's either his girlfriend trying to, and when you listen to her, she doesn't make sense. Goodell trying to come up with some sort of defense and rationale for why he disrespected the flag and why he's protesting. I mean, he has been a dynamic protest that as he continues to work out what his issue really is, it keeps changing, you know. But going back to your earlier point, relative to recipients, I mean, if you look at the people who have received the Margaret Sanger Award, Hillary Clinton was in 2009. Jane Fonda was 2003. And just go down the list and you say, well, these are the people that you are associating with that Margaret Sanger, who, oh, yeah, by the way, was highly celebrated and praised by one Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. And again, why aren't the people on that list? Why isn't the cancel culture walking down through that list, right, and browbeating and starting up a Twitter mob, calling for these people to rebuke their Sanger Award? In that article, I even included my email address, and I said, I'm serious, Black Lives Matter. I'll help you organize the rally. Yeah, I'll help you find pro-life Christians that you would never otherwise get at one of your rallies if you want to come out and do a rally against Planned Parenthood. I included my email address. Bill, I'm not exaggerating. Yeah. I have not received a single email from them. Yeah. Not one. Not a single email. And one person who read that article said to me, well, you should have done your homework. If you just go to the Black Lives Matter website, you'll see they're pro-choice. I honestly didn't even look and try. I should have figured that.
Yeah. It's obvious because they're not about the fundamental constitutional rights and responsibilities that you and I believe and embrace. This is not them. I mean, John Guandola from Understanding the Threat was on with us the first hour, and again he pointed out their communist commitment. And who is supporting Black Lives Matter? The same as Antifa. I mean, they're joined at the hip here, Paul, and we're trying to reason in our own reasonable sense of mind, but it doesn't fit. I mean, you can't even begin to reason with people who are unreasonable, who, you know, you look at something and your focus of reality is totally different than theirs. And you can't have a conversation. You can't communicate with people who have that kind of perspective.
Yeah, that's right. And you think it's about protesting something like George Floyd? It might be at first, but then it goes into a million different other things.
It's all a useful tool. That's what is happening right now. But it's going to require reasonable people to really redeem and get the most out of this potential opportunity, I believe. Paul Kengor. Thank you, Paul.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is to sign an executive order later today concerning police reform in America following weeks of protests over the issue of police brutality, as the House and Senate are also crafting separate bills on reforming police departments. Here's Democratic Senator Cory Booker.
There are practices in this country that one day we will look back and say are archaic, but right now, in this moment, the question is will we step up and do what we know will save lives in America?
The chairman of the FCC says yesterday's massive T-Mobile network outage is simply unacceptable. The commission investigating the outage that took down calling and texting for T-Mobile customers nationwide, impacting those with other carriers as well, trying to reach T-Mobile customers for about 12 hours. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
It's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we fight for, fresh and independent we are. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And I've been looking forward to this conversation with our next guest. Alana Pratt joins us. She's a relationship expert. And, you know, what is so key about what's going on, whether we're dealing with COVID, whether, you know, we're dealing with Black Lives Matter and Antifa, all this stuff is going on. At the core of all this, it's relationship. It's how do we relate with one another? How can we communicate? How can I have the significance, Alana, to be heard and felt like I'm not being canceled or invalidated?
It's such a great question. And what I find is that when we don't have this intimate, vulnerable, transparent relationship with our own self, our own heart, our own soul, it's very difficult to be present and open and non-judgmental with others. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that quote from Viktor Frankl, when we're no longer able to change the situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. Right. So it's a challenging time, yes, but a beautiful time to go within, slow down, feel our feelings, face what we've been maybe avoiding in ourselves, to find that peace within so that we can stand heart open and truly listen to our brothers and sisters.
And maybe the words of George Floyd are appropriated here, you know, are appropriate in as much as that I can't breathe. And this is what's happening is through this frustration, you know, a lot of America can't breathe right now. Mm. And to your point, and I love that you brought it back to the interior of each individual, because we have said time and again, you cannot, you know, legislate the condition that is in the hearts of man.
No.
This can only be addressed by the individual themselves, and your prescription to hit the pause button and to go inside is just absolutely appropriate and valuable.
Thank you. God, you speak so profoundly. I love this. So, yeah, what we've really been doing in the gift of COVID, the gift of Black Lives Matter, all of this is to realize that our illusion that we have control is completely bankrupt.
Right.
You know, we're really being humbled. You know, everyone's like, oh, my God, life is so uncertain. You know, when was it not?
Yes.
And so when we look to, you know, I've got the money in the bank account. I've got the husband or the wife. Or I've got it all looking good on the outside. I've accomplished it all. It's a spinning. And we often numb ourselves out to not feel how out of control we really do feel on the inside. Do we feel safety with our own self? Do we feel security with God in our own heart?
Right.
Do we really feel enough, no matter what the bank account looks like? And practices like meditation, prayer, being in nature, you know, just putting your hand on your heart first thing in the morning and saying, hey, sweet self, how are you doing?
Yes, right.
How are you doing in there? Right. It really does support oneself.
Self-talk is so important, isn't it?
Well, there's a lot of negative self-talk. When I work with my clients, the degree of criticism and blame that goes on inside is painful for me to hear, but they often come to me complaining that their spouse is blaming them or their spouse is annoying them. And I go, look how you're complaining about them, just like you're complaining about yourself. What if we just opened our heart a little bit more, took a deeper breath, and had the put on almost a pair of glasses? And if you looked at the very same situation and changed your point of view through compassion, through empathy, through, oh, my God, you have every right to feel this way. Look what you're going through. Tell me more.
Right.
I'm here. I'm listening. The intimacy, the connection with your children, with your spouse, with your friends will deepen quickly. And you'll be that safe person to go to who doesn't judge, who doesn't reject, who doesn't avoid, who really sits in the fire. And that's where the phoenix rises. When we all sit in the fire and allow our highest self to emerge.
You know, Alana, I used to say to people sometimes when I was accused of things, and it was a misperception, and I would say to them, that's not my heart.
Mm.
I'm sorry that you perceive that, but that's not my heart. And it worked both ways. It worked for them who had this perception of who I was, but it also, for me, as a kind of a shield, to not invite that kind of language into my soul and my spirit to give it place so that it would, because what happens with those invitations, those roots that come in, if they do take root, it's kind of like software in a computer system.
Yes.
All of a sudden it has the license to operate within that computer or within your own mind, and you begin to build strongholds of things that you don't even really believe about yourself. But as you said, if you don't even know who you are to begin with, then you're going to attract all kinds of, you know, as we would say in the vernacular, caca.
Yes, it's a very technical term.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go so deep. I am a technocrat at times, so I apologize.
No, I love it. I love it. In all transparency, when I started this work, I was a hot mess. I had not looked inside, and whenever I did, I was ashamed of what I found. I was humiliated. Here I am, this cum laude graduate of Columbia University who's still insecure and doesn't think she's good enough. And so that was the inner work that I did to face my shadows and not fix them, change them, judge them, make them look better so we can be perfect. No, 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 quite the opposite. I'll sit with you in the shadow with unconditional love, which means love without condition, which means if you feel humiliated, I love you just as much as if you feel triumphant. If you're sad or uncertain or terrified, I love little Alana inside just as much as the one who's, you know, badass and making a huge difference on the planet. Like, if we can love all aspects of ourself, I really think that's what's going on. We're being shown our, like, shadows on the inside, being projected on these circumstances in the world on the outside. And as we do our inner work.
Boy, I hope people caught that. Because that is so, that's so revealing. And we don't realize how these issues that come out, they find a way of creeping out. They may be in our subconscious or deep in our spirit somewhere, but all it requires is a little bit of a pressure, and next thing you know, you're talking to Obi-Wan Kenobi in some sort of, you know, shadowy apparition, right?
Yeah, yeah. And the beautiful thing is, it's not easy, but it is simple. So it's not easy to sit with your own shadow. It takes deep breathing. It takes commitment. Maybe it takes a coach or a therapist or a priest or someone who's going to hold space for you.
Right.
But when you can do the brave work, the courageous work of la cour, the heart,
yes,
when you can sit and face your own shadows and keep your heart open to yourself, that heals our literal, scientifically proven vibration. We become the emanation of a vibration of coherence, they call it in science. But it's harmony. It's love.
Exactly.
It's kindness. It's compassion. We be that. And then that vibrationally gets projected into our world as we interact with our close family, our communities, and these larger global issues. And we literally can have a more creative thought, a thought that is collaborative and cooperative for all, not coming from the scarcity, me, 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 but shifting to we.
Mm-hmm.
The inner work really does benefit the whole planet.
And that's the conflict, isn't it? Because that's what we are innately drawn to, but yet we have this other part of us that takes us down the wrong yellow brick road.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah. Well, that's why I, as a coach, have coaches. I can't see my blind spots to save my life. And so, as great as I
that's
am.
All, that's all of us. It really
yeah,
is.
I
yeah, exactly.
Support too. Yeah. And that's okay. That's actually a sign of bravery to ask for help.
Mm.
It's not a sign of bravery to pretend you have it all together
exactly.
and then press it all down and then let it erupt and snap at the kids. We don't need to do that.
You and I knew we were going to need more time, and I'm sorry that we only have about a minute left here, but let's touch on gratitude, okay? Because I think that we need to, as we're pausing, we need to be thankful, right?
Yeah, yeah. So if we could just all close our eyes and put our hands on our heart and be grateful for our very breath,
mm-hmm.
our very life, the people in our world that we care so deeply about. And let's be honest, that's the easy part to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
Can we also keep our heart open to the parts of us that are scared, uncertain, and love them too, and be grateful that they've come to the prayer with us to be held, to be loved, to be heard, to be seen? And then from that high vibration of gratitude for all aspects of ourselves, appreciation for all aspects, what we have and what we've lost, can we then exhale it? And just radiate it and bless this planet. Bless everyone in our community that we know and people that we will never, never touch. Just sending that gratitude as a blessing. It does make a difference. You matter. You belong. So please, just that little bit, know that you count and we're so grateful for you.
We got to leave it there. Now you know why she's so special. Alana Pratt, relationship expert. How can they be in touch with you? We got 5 seconds.
AlanaPratt.com. Thank you.
Just like that. Look forward to having you back. Take care, Alana.
Thank you. You too. Much love.
Be well.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
So many are responding to the gospel messages broadcast over the airwaves in Zimbabwe that more volunteers are needed to answer questions, follow up, and reach out in prayer. It's a problem we're happy to have at the Tide Ministry. Over the past several years, listener response in Zimbabwe has grown exponentially, and more volunteers are needed on the other end. This year, our partners at the Zimbabwe studio have reached out to churches, asking for volunteers to respond to listeners. And now, radio personnel are training new volunteers who will serve in the studio each Sunday during and after the broadcast to help field phone calls from listeners. This is an amazing development and an answer to prayer.
To learn more about how the Tide International Radio Ministry follows up with listeners in Zimbabwe and other countries by connecting them with churches and pastors, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Packages start at $39.99 a month for signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and
and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Back with the American Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, it's time for Rachel Alexander at stream.org. That's where she resides, amongst other places. Everybody so appreciates her perspective on things, including Town Hall. Rachel, how are we doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, in the midst of all this that's happening, I'm only hoping and praying. I think the most powerful thing we can do is pray, definitely, for this country and the madness that has been running amok, especially in Seattle, and the autonomous zone that was previously known as Chaz that has now become CHOP, right?
Yeah, who knows what they want to call it. They can't figure out whether they want it to be more of a democracy or more of an anarchy when it really seems to be totalitarian. So they can't really figure out, a name that works.
It's one thing to have kids in high school that can get away with this and take over a classroom or something. And, of course, we've experienced occupation, Wall Street. But here, 6 city blocks in a big city in America, in Seattle, to be able to run amok. I mean, it's really quite telling that you have the governor of the state who doesn't even know what's going on by his own admission. Not my words, this is what he said. Oh, I didn't know about that. And then you've got the Summer of Love mayor who thinks this is just Woodstock 2.0 or something.
Yeah, it's really incredible. And I used to walk downtown, you know, in Capitol Hill, that area, you know, at lunch all the time back in 2013. And, you know, you wouldn't think that they would put up with it. But I will tell you this, and I forgot to put this in my article, that is the gay area of Seattle. Mm-hmm. And I don't see them putting up with this going on and on for months, taking over the center of their district for 6 blocks.
Yeah, I mean, what are they doing? I mean, what are they doing for food and shopping? I mean, not to mention the people's jobs in that immediate area, businesses, downturn. You know, what kind of remedy is it for the businesses? Are they going to sue the mayor or sue the state for business interruption?
Yeah, you know, as lefty as Seattle's become, there are still some normal business people there who aren't going to be able to make a living, and they're not going to be sympathetic to a bunch of smelly, violent hippies making their life miserable every day.
And, of course, we're hearing stories coming from the compound there. It's so ironic. I mean, this is the thing. Maybe this is a lesson for all the kids that have been indoctrinated for the last 4 years in these higher learning institutions to begin to see what happens. What does socialism look like? What does an abandonment of the democratic process begin to look like? You know, if this is what you want, hey, there might be some room for you to go in and move into the autonomous zone, and you can check it out firsthand for yourself, and you can see how they administer and adjudicate any kind of injustice within that 6 mile square or that 6 block square area, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely chaotic. And, you know, you don't know how the security there is going to react because they're not accountable to anyone like the police. It's not a democracy. You know, this big millionaire came in and appointed himself the warlord of the area. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the people don't get to decide. And it's just arbitrary who they're letting in and who they're not letting in and who they're kicking out. And, you know, if you're a pro-lifer, you get kicked out. If you're a straight preacher, you get kicked out and, you
exactly.
know, taken down to the ground.
Right. Well, as you reported, you know, rapes, robberies, all sorts of violent acts have been occurring. This, according to Seattle's police chief, Carmen Best. And they can't respond to that. Emergency calls now in that area have tripled, and you know, they can't even service, you know, people dealing with situations. And you know, when a 9/11 call goes up, something is happening that needs to be addressed in seconds, if not, you know, single digit minutes of response time. Anything longer than that, then you're there to clean up a mess. You're not there to stop, you know, whether it's a rape or a robbery, right?
Yeah, and I feel that it's very telling that, you know, rapes and robberies have increased threefold. This is obviously because of, you know, these Antifa people who have taken over and you don't have any respect for the law. And so how is that better? How is that a utopia, you know, better with no police around?
Yeah, and as you say, the trolls are up, so they're requiring, you know, payment in order to operate within this autonomous zone, these businesses, and they're complaining, and they're not getting any kind of relief. Now, President Trump has warned Seattle and said, look, if you can't take care of this, then, you know, this is going to be a federal government issue. And, of course, all the, you know, the Democratic lefties and everything are beside themselves, sucking their thumb, you know, huddled in a in the fetal position going, oh my, there's that mean Mr. Trump again, you know, taking away, you know, our fun and joy of running our little piece of the world.
Yeah, well, they're on the wrong side this time because I don't think Antifa is helping the Democrats. You know, when you do polls, and I've got another article coming out this week on, you know, what people really think about defunding the police, this is not a popular issue. So for the Democrats just to turn and look the other way and say, oh, this is terrible, Trump might crack down on these people. No, that's what Americans want, and this is going to help get Trump reelected.
Exactly. Rachel, let me ask you this. I mean, we hear about Antifa. The mainstream media does not want to address Black Lives Matter. It's almost like they're forgotten. They've got some sort of past. I mean, after all, Black Lives Matter did, you know, go to the White House with Barack Obama a couple dozen times at least. But they seem to be a rather protected, antagonistic element right now. What's going on?
Oh, people don't want to get called a racist. I mean, I already told you, I think I told you last night that somebody doctored something on Facebook where it looks like I am saying F Black Lives Matter over and over again. Mm-hmm. When I've never even said a profane word in my life on Facebook.
Right.
But they've spread this all over, and I have people all over now attacking me on Facebook, mostly black people. Mm-hmm. They turn the black people against me, and they think that I'm now a racist. So I think people are just terrified of being called a racist if they denounce Black Lives Matter.
Well, and that's the whole challenge that we have right now. I mean, you've got Black Lives Matter people, blacks, you know, getting, you know, like the one video that we saw of the white woman. They were they made her, you know, kneel before them, apologize. You know, that, I mean, how debasing is that? And as if that's not enough, then you've got Roger Goodell, you know, one of my favorite football heroes, which I was sad to see, you know, Drew Brees beckoning. It's like, wait a minute, you don't know what you stood for. I mean, what you said about the flag, the majority of Americans believed that was no offense, but somehow you were convinced that it's an offense, and now you're taking a knee over this whole deal? You know, and this whole situation now, you know, women's soccer, I mean, go on down the line. My deal is, you know what, don't even bother to play the national anthem. Don't even bother to, you know, have any affiliation whatsoever with the American flag, because if you're going to disrespect it, and disrespecting the flag, the way I look at it, is the same way that I heard Drew Brees respond to it, and that is, for all the people that have defended it, the people that have paid the ultimate price, those Gold Star families, Rachel, who do not have a loved one around the table at any of the family events because they died for the freedoms of our country, for people to be able to peacefully protest, okay, not riot and loot, but peacefully protest the rights that we have that are enumerated in our U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I honor the American flag for those soldiers and those patriots that fought for freedoms that we can enjoy. And it grieves me to see people disrespected. But it's no big surprise, because we have less than, you know, I'd say today less than 1% of America's citizens have spent a day in the military. All it takes is a little bit of skin in the game. You go spend some time in the military, and you come back and you tell me how you feel about the American flag. Because for me, having served in the Marine Corps, I it bothers me, frankly, when I'm at events, at a sporting event, and people disrespect the flag. I mean, they're going out still buying their hot dog. They can't even stand still for what, you know, maybe a minute and a half for the national anthem. And they're moving around and they're talking and yakking, and it's like, oh my gosh. I mean, to me, that's like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. It drives me nuts.
Oh, yeah. The left is complete hypocrites there, too, because they always say that we have to respect them. We have to call them by their pronouns that they want to be called by, and we have to wear masks to show respect to them. But you ask them to show respect to us and, you know, to our beliefs about the flag and military service, oh, suddenly they don't care. And they are using, you know, this George Floyd murder as an excuse to push through this kneeling agenda. I mean, they flip-flop, you know,
right.
before Colin Kaepernick, you know, nobody would hire him. Nobody would lift him because of his kneeling. Now, suddenly, you know, they can't bend over backwards fast enough to, you know, promote what he was doing.
Well, go to stream.org and read all that you need to read to be in the flow of the know. Rachel Alexander is right there. She's the senior editor of stream.org, also featured regularly on Town Hall at townhall.com, right?
That's right. You can find me there.
You got it. Rachel Alexander. Thank you, Rachel. Take care.
You too. Bye.
This This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you want to give you